بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. ونبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال: كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إذا وضعت الجنازة فاحتملها الرجال على أعناقهم، فإن كانت صالحة قالت قدموني، وإن كانت غير صالحة قالت لأهلها يا ويلها أين تذهبون بها، يسمع صوتها كل شيء إلا الإنسان، ولو سمع الإنسان لصعق. رواه البخاري. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has kept this chapter very brief. We discussed the first hadith of this chapter which deals with not delaying when it comes to any aspect of the janazah. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when the janazah is placed, in this context it would mean that once the janazah salah has been performed, فَاحْتَمَلَهَا الرِّجَالُ عَلَىٰ عَنَاقِهِمْ, and then the men raise the janazah onto their necks or onto their shoulders. In this hadith, the word rijal is used. From this, ulama deduce that the carrying of the janazah to the graveyard, this should be done specifically by men and not by women. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that if that janazah is salih, in other words, one who has pleased Allah Ta'ala, lived a life of piety, a life of obedience, a life of acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then, as we mentioned previously, at the time of maut already the basharat and the glad tidings would have begun, like we find in the riwayat, ayyatuhan nafsul hamida kanat fil jasadil hamid ukhruji wa abshiri bi rawhin wa rayhan wa rabbin radin anki ghayri ghadban. That, O praiseworthy soul, you were in a praiseworthy body. Come out now and become happy. Abshiri, become happy. Allah is happy with you. Jannat lies in wait for you. And a Rabb who is happy with you is waiting for you. Your istiqbal, your welcome reception has already been laid out for you. From the qabr, a window into Jannah will be opened. And the grave will be spread out as far as the eye can see. وَإِذَا الْقَبْرُ مَدَّ الْبَصَرِ نُورٌ يَتَلَأْلَى. A light will be placed in that grave, which will outshine كَالْقَمَرْ كَفِلْقَةِ الْقَمَرْ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ, more bright than the 14th full moon. All these glad tidings will have been given to this mayyit. So because of that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَإِنْ كَانَتْ صَالِحًا. If this soul or this ruh was obedient to Allah Ta'ala, then at the time, فَاحْتَمَلْهَا الرِّجَالُ عَلَىٰ عَنَاقِهِمْ, the men will have raised the bier or the pyre or the janazah onto their shoulders. So what happens? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that janazah starts speaking and says, قَدِّمُونِي, take me forward quickly. Take me forward quickly. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ غَيْرُ صَالِحًا, if it is the converse, in other words, one that has not pleased Allah Ta'ala, أَعَزَنَ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا, then, as we mentioned, the warnings would already have started at the time of maut, like is found in the riwayat, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْخَبِيثَةُ كَانَتْ فِي الْجَسَدِ الْخَبِيثِ أُخْرُجِي وَأَبْشِرِي بِحَمِيمٍ وَغَسَّاقٍ وَآخَرَ مِنْ شَكْلِهِ أَزْوَاجٍ. That, O khabis soul, you are in a khabis body. Come out now. And know and understand that in front of you, what lies in wait for you? Hamim, the boiling water of Jahannam. Ghassaq, the blood and pus of Jahannam. وَآخَرَ مِنْ شَكْلِهِ أَزْوَاجٍ, and other types of azab. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this soul or this janazah speaks. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ غَيْرُ صَالِحًا قَالَتْ لِأَهْلِهَا says to those that are around him, carrying that janazah, Ya waylaha, halakat, destruction, damnation upon me. Aina tadhabuna biha, where are you taking me? In other words, the anticipation or the fear for what lies ahead is already there. Now imagine, somebody sees doom and destruction in front of him. He's helpless. He's in the control of someone else. And this, whoever is in the control of, is actually carrying him to that destruction. So obviously, there will not be any sense of happiness or any sense of comfort with this. Person, this is an impending doom that is coming closer and closer and closer. So look at the words of the riwayat, the reaction of this mayyit. Aina tadhabuna biha? Where are you carrying me to? How can you take me in this direction? What is interesting, obviously we are not sahibul lisan, we don't have an immediate grasp of the Arabic language. But this is one of the principles of eloquent speech. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully illustrates this in this riwayat. There are two scenarios. First scenario, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Saliha. It is a pious soul. So what happens? He said, Qalat, that janazah says, Qaddimuni. Take me ahead, take me ahead, take me ahead. Second scenario, he said, Ghayru Saliha. One who has not pleased Allah. So that janazah is not anticipating. There isn't a good outcome. So, in the riwayat, we find that the sigha or the entire conversation changes to third party. In the first scenario, which was positive, the janazah speaks in the first person sense. Qaddimuni, take me ahead. When it is a negative scenario, the riwayat, Ya waylaha, not Ya wayli, halakat, destruction to him, as if it's referring to some third party, somebody absent. Aina tadhabuna biha, not Aina tadhabuna bi, where are you going with it? In other words, somebody else, not me. Now this, ulama mentioned, that isnad ila dhamir il ghayba, to in your speech, even though you are speaking about yourself, to speak as if you are absent, or speak in the sense of a third party, they said, it is mentioned as the principles of eloquent speech, annal insan, idha haka ma yastaqbihu nafs, yambaghi an yusnidahu ila dhamir il ghayba. That whenever you are speaking about something negative in eloquent speech, you move the tense away from yourself as if you are referring to somebody else. This also, in eloquent speech, creates or it emphasizes the impending doom. How terrible scenario this is. Like for example, is mentioned about Abu Talib when he passed away. The narrator is talking about Abu Talib directly, but again moves the speech into dhamir il ghayba. In other words, as if a third party, ala dini Abdul Muttalib, that he is passing away on the religion of Abdul Muttalib, as if someone else is being referred to. So like that here also, qalat li ahliha, the janazah says to the people, ya waylaha, where are you taking it? Not me. Where are you taking it? Should have been, where are you taking me? Halakat, destruction to him, whereas it is halakat, destruction to myself, because the janazah itself is speaking. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is a sahih hadith in Bukhari Sharif, يَسْمَعُونَ صَوْتَهَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا الْإِنسَانِ. This conversation that happens, saliha or ghayru saliha, pious or impious, every creation of Allah hears this. Every creation of Allah is hearing when the person pleased Allah. Allah make us amongst them. Qaddimuni, qaddimuni. Take me ahead quickly, take me ahead quickly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Yasma'u sawtaha kullu shay. Every creation of Allah, the birds, the rivers, the trees, the ground which you are passing, hears this, قَدِّمُونِي قَدِّمُونِي. Or conversely, يَا وَيْلَهَا أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ بِهَا. Where are you taking me to? Allah save me, it's terrible what lies ahead. Every creation of Allah Ta'ala hears this, إِلَّا الْإِنسَانِ, besides insan, besides human beings. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَلَوْ سَمِعَ الْإِنسَانِ, if insan could hear this, if you could actually hear what the janazah is saying, as it is being carried towards the graveyard or what lies ahead, then لَصَائِقَ, particularly in the context of the one who has displeased Allah Ta'ala, لَصَائِقَ, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the people carrying the janazah would fall down unconscious as a result of fear. This point that is mentioned in this hadith of the speaking of the mayyit, of the deceased, on the one hand, it tells us that there is a certain level of perception that remains within the mayyit or the deceased even after death. It's mentioned about Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah, when his brother-in-law Subayt Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, who was a Jabir, who was a zalim king, his khilafat was only 2 or 2.5 years, when his janazah was being carried, as it was being brought closer to the grave, the body started convulsing, it started shaking. So his sons, Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik's sons that were present, they said that our father is still alive. Umar radiallahu anhu said, no, don't delay. Don't delay. Bal ajjalallahu bil uquba. The azab of Allah has already started. Carry him even quicker to the grave. We find incidents. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, famous incidents mentioned about his journey of Hajj, that when the janazah of someone was prepared, each time they opened the grave, they found a black scorpion inside. We dug another hole, same thing. Dug another hole, same thing. So eventually, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said that bury him in that condition. When they returned, they made some sort of tahqiq, they found out that this person had proceeded for Hajj with haram earnings. So we find the effect, qabr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we find in riwayat that qabr is what? Sanduqul amal. It's a collection of the actions. It's a testimony or a visual representation of the type of life that was lived. Allah has given us the opportunity and the chance before maut to make tawbah, to repent. The doors of Allah's forgiveness and mercy are wide open. However, death is not the end. Death is intiqal, one stage to the next stage. We, from a medical point of view, from a biological point of view, the person is dead. There's no perception, there's no sense. But our iman teaches us that that mayyit has a sense or perception, as is illustrated in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we bring iman upon that. And we have to become alive and conscious to that reality that is there in front of us. And this life Allah Ta'ala has given us for us to prepare for that. Like your tawfiq, subhanAllah.